This is Ryan D. And you, my friends, are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world. On WMFO.org. Well, we made it. We're here. It's Friday. It's a long weekend. It's been a pretty miserable week in the world. Hope that you, taking care of yourself and taking care of others. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to spend it with me, wherever you are, whenever you are listening. I truly appreciate each and every one of you for being out there, tuning in to hear some great music. Sound of my voice here on WMFO, well, it means a few things, but right now it means it's time for a brand new Music Savage show. I've been waiting anxiously to be back behind this mic, to be back here with all of you. Let's talk about this show, my friends. We're going to kick it off. Saying happy birthday to the one and only Susie Sue. Of course, we're going to start the show with Susie and the Banshees and take it from there. It is the unofficial start to summer, Memorial Day weekend. I keep saying every year it's the unofficial. Why don't we just make it the official start of summer? So I got a summer set. It's new music week. I got a bunch of music to play for you from new albums out today. This is the weekend. So much music going on here in Massachusetts. We got Solid Sound in North Adams at Mass Mocha, the Wilco Festival, which I will be at, with my wonderful sister visiting from Austin. Got Boston Calling. So much going on. I'm going to give you some hot takes and just a whole bunch of great music. I'm ready. I hope that you are as well. Call your friends and tell your neighbors. Gather around the speakers and turn them way up. Let's have some fun. Just a little while. It's me and you. Music Savage Show with me, Ryan D. It starts right now. We'll be right back.
Almost by accident, I have become rich. Through continued reward for skilled labour in the private sector and a genuine lack of interest in expensive things, it appears I have become rich. And since I have become rich, I've been constantly living in fear of losing everything, that the bubble will burst, and falling from my perch, I will return once again to the life that I used to live with the things that I didn't have before I had become rich. It appears I have become rich.
Rich.
I put a pinch away each week in a place my hand wouldn't fit, so I cannot reach it. It is made of solid steel, a square foot deep with a slit, no bigger than an inch. One day when the seam splits in such a way that it cannot be restitched, I will scratch that insatiable itch and buy the whole hospital and everything in it, because I am rich. It appears I have become rich. You twitching like some headless bird, whilst the witch doctors poach for the stragglers in the herd, pitching for business down on Skid Row. The line goes out the door and you're right at the back. Man, two more poor dead kids in a ditch. I've fucking been rich. It appears I have become so rich.
So rich.
It appears I have become so, so rich. I'm literally drowning in it. But no matter how little I've got, I'll never lose the plot. On top of the hill looking out over the valley, you can see for miles and still get shot. The farmer doesn't want his cows getting what the other cows have got. He keeps his livestock stock stuffed in his sock. That's why he's rich. It appears we've both become rich. It appears we're both very, very, very rich. It appears we both got gout. It appears we have no shame. It appears I have become rich. It appears I have become rich. Lord forgive me, have mercy on my soul, never. No one ever tells you how tough it really is. Please teach me how to be modest and how to be rich. I've done some terrible things because I'm rich. Looking for opportunities in ventures that are bound to bring the silver rain. Sure, it's a rush being cush, but then again, life is a bitch. I've become so rich, and people hate you for it. People really hate you for it.
It appears I have become rich.
You run a real risk, but
just can't get enough. Just like a rainbow, you know you set me free. And I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough. You're like an angel.
Celebrating the life of the late, great Andy Fletcher. Passed away at the age of 60 years old yesterday. How freaking sad is that? One of the greatest bands around, Depeche Mode. Andy Fletcher was a keyboard player and DJ and founding member of Depeche Mode. Unfortunately, as I said, passed away yesterday. A lot of music and his legacy will live on forever, as will Depeche Mode. Thank you for your music, Andy. I played you Just Can't Get Enough, one of my absolute favorites, from their 1981 debut album. It's the third single, Just Can't Get Enough, and their debut album, Speak and Spell, released 1981. Rest in peace, Andy Fletcher. Up ahead of that, Yard Act with Rich. Fantastic song. Yard Act, Hail from Leeds in the UK, and that brilliant single is off their debut album, The Overload, which is out now via Island Records. Bauhaus up into that with Kick in the Eye. It's the second single released from their second album, Mask, also released in 1981, October, as a matter of fact. They reunited for a brief tour, which ends tonight, as a matter of fact, the 27th, in Tempe, Arizona. And they just have two more one-off shows in August, August 9th. And September 9th at King's Theater in New York City. So you're in the area August 9th or September 9th, get yourself to Bauhaus. Up ahead of that, speaking of Bauhaus, Go from Tones on Tail. Tones on Tail, as you know, is a side project of Bauhaus's Daniel Ash. And Go is a single that appears on the 1987 compilation album Night Music, kicking off that set as well as the show with the birthday girl herself, Susie. Susie and the Banshees, Cities in Dust, lead single off the goth legend's seventh studio album, 1986's Tinderbox. Susie, born on this day, May 27, 1957. Happy 64th to the godmother of goth. Hope you enjoyed that set. I certainly did. Thank you for being out there, wherever you are. And thank you to the woman who trained me to be a DJ way, way, way back in the day. Catwoman and I go way back, and I used to listen to her on WXCI in Danbury, and I said, I want to be a DJ, because Catwoman was cool, and she played great music, and she's listening. So, hi, Catwoman. Thanks for being out there, and thanks for training me, and thanks for making me the DJ that I am today. Let's get back into the music, my friends. We are going to celebrate the unofficial, official start of summer with some summery tunes, and I love this one right here. It's the final track on Haim's last record, which is Women in Music Part 3. Was released in June of 2020. And here's the final track, Summer Girl, the Somerset Music Savage Show.
Do 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 your eyes, you can't speak. You're falling from the sky down to me. I see it in your face, I'm relief. I'm your summer girl, I'm your summer girl. I'm your summer girl, I'm your summer girl. I'm summer girl, I'm summer girl, I'm summer girl. My shoulder, I need you to understand. These are the earthquake drills that we ran under the freeway overpass. The tears behind your dark sunglasses, the fears inside your heart's deepest gashes. Walk beside me.
Release straight to your bones. Why can't we be for real? Let it each other, know how we feel. Let's stop wasting our time. I just can't get you off of my mind.
Yeah, getting you in that summer mood. That's Havana Swim Club right there, bringing on that tasty tune. Track called Yeah, that is Havana Swim Club. It's the project of Sherwood's Dan Koch, and this summary song is off the self-titled album released June of 2021. It is a fantastic album. Rudy Willingham up out of that. One of my most favorite songs ever created, Pool Party. Just so much fun. Willingham is an artist based in Seattle. And that great track appears on his 2019 album, Dunk Reactions. The Del Vipers up out of that. Man, I love that band. A great surf rock trio from Austin, Texas. And the track I played for you is Cobra's Fang off of their EP, Cannibal Corpse. Up out of that, Luscious Jackson with Summer Days. A Luscious Jackson song, I'm telling you, those songs remind me of summer in the city, either New York City or here in Boston or wherever. Luscious Jackson just sounds like a hot day in the summertime. The song is off the trio's third album, Electric Honey, released June of 1999. Kicking off that set with Haim. Summer Girl, first single off the sisters' third studio album, Women in Music Part 3, released June of 2020. Here we go, friends. It's summertime. Supposedly. It's summertime. Calendar will say it's summer for real in June, but let's get the party started right now. Let's get back into the music. Man, I hope you're having a good time. I certainly am. I needed this today. I'm going to play for you some new music. It is New Music Week. So many amazing albums out this week, mainly today, Friday, May 27th. And I'm just going to play you a handful of songs from these albums. Well, a handful of songs from a handful of albums out today. You get the picture. You've been listening, right? I'm going to kick it off with some great stuff from Stars. I'm going to play you the third single off the Montreal band's ninth release. It's called From Capleton Hill. It's out now through Last Gang Records. And here's Stars with Pretenders on New Music Week, New Music Savage Show.
What's become of you? Thank you.
it too much, my heart ain't strong enough for me. I can't keep up, my heart ain't strong enough.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Problem is just this, it's too late for regrets. takes a lifetime to find a life like the life you had in mind. Takes a lifetime to find a life like the life you had in mind. Now you're mine. Oh, Jeff, I confess I should have known what to expect. You're so hard to accept. Last time I checked, I was neck and neck, as healthy as the next. Oh yes, you were blessed, blessed in the past tense. But it's too late now to make it make sense. It's too late to pretend this day won't. Time to go goodbye. Why can't you try to ease what's on my poor mind? Oh, Jeff, don't obsess. It's the best that I can do to help you see the light and help the light to see you. It's true, there was a truth. There was you and only you ever knew. Takes a lot.
Man, oh man, that is brand spanking new music from my favorite band. Their 21-track double album. It's their 12th studio album. It's called Cruel Country, out today, May 27th, via their label, DBPM Records. That is the 17th song on said album. A great one called A Lifetime to Find. Again, brand new Wilco, their 12th album out today, Cruel Country. They will be playing that album in full tonight at Solid Sound in